Okay, last night, Rabbi Marcus had mentioned that there is a topic that's a good topic for a 10-minute halacha shiur, and that is lashon hara when shared between spouses. Is there any heter for a husband and wife to share lashon hara with each other? Very often, people talk to their spouses over dinner or whatever about their successes and their troubles that they had that day. Does one need to be careful to not speak about a difficult boss or a neighbor or an experience that they had that day that really troubled them? For example, just a simple question, how was your day, can have a loaded answer that comes with that. Oh, you're not going to believe what happened to me today, what this person did to me today. Should you immediately stop and say, wait, lashon hara, I don't want to hear, I don't want to know, like you would with another person, or as a spouse, perhaps different? So it's important to understand the severity of the issur lashon hara and rechilus applies to husband and wife broadly, meaning certainly no one would say that all bets are off, you could say whatever you want and however viciously you want because you happen to be talking to your spouse. The Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara Ches Yud, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Ein shum chiluk bi issur ha-sipur beinim hu mesaper la'anashim acherim krovav ha-rechokav. Only ishto. There's no distinction whether you're talking to other people or you're talking to your wife. Unless there's going to be some practical benefit that's going to come out of speaking this lashon hara, like you would have by normal lashon hara when it comes to toelas. And he goes on to include warning about people who may be untrustworthy as part of a toelas. Meaning, if you think that there's someone that might take advantage of your spouse, so you're allowed to warn them that they better be careful, and that's part of a toelas. But that's true all the time. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Beis and Beis tells us that Rabbi Yehuda warned his talmidim that al yichnasu talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't let the talmidim of Rabbi Meir into our base medrash. Because they're not interested in learning Torah. They're just trying to outsmart me. They're just trying to chat me in a halacha. So he was warning them. Why was he allowed to say that? Isn't that blatant lashon hara about an entire group of people, that all the talmidim of Rabbi Meir? Because he felt that his talmidim needed to be protected and that he needed to be protected. So that's considered a toelas. However, the Chafetz Chaim goes on to warn Rabbi Mishtabshin Bazeh, that there are a lot of people that make this mistake. They tell everything that happened. This guy, you're not going to believe what he did to me in the Beis Medrash, what that guy did to me in the Shuk. The Chafetz Chaim wisely points out, aside from Lashon Hara, Odu Marba Bazeh Machlokas, it's likely going to create Machlokas. She is certainly, when you tell that to your wife, she is certainly going to be very disturbed by it, very upset by it, and she's going to look differently at those people, and she's going to, she may be more likely to pick a fight with them. And says the Chafetz Chaim, your wife is not going to respect you anymore when you tell her about how terribly people act toward you. Ultimately, she'll respect you less. Therefore, al kena shomer nafsho yishmar atzma ma'od shelo legalus lisho minyanim ke'elu. That not everything should be shared between husband and wife. A person should not share these types of things. Rabbi Chaim Marcus said last night that his father warned him when he went into Rabbanus not to share all the problems he has with his balabatim with his wife, because the rabbi might forgive. The rebbetzin is less likely to forgive and look past it. And there's a tremendous amount of wisdom in that advice. It's based on Avos Rabbi Nassin, Parag Zayin. The Avos Rabbi Nassin writes, Al tar besicha yimayisha, Mishnah Pirkei Avos warns us, don't speak excessively with a woman. Ketzad, the Avos Rabbi Nassin says, Bizman shadim bala beis hamedrash, v'loyu nogin bo kavod. A guy comes home from the beis hamedrash and people weren't treating him respectfully. O she'irer im chavero, he was having a fight with someone. Al yelich v'yomer lishto kach v'kach irarti im chaveri, kach v'kach omerli, kach v'kach omerti lo. M'nei sheboza etzatzmo. Don't go and tell your wife that this is what happened, says Avos Rabbi Nassin. Ultimately, it's going to be your own downfall. Some of the worst examples of lashon hara that we have in Tanakh actually involved relatives speaking to each other or about each other. Miriam on Moshe, Yosef on the brothers. With relatives, it's often worse, because when you're sharing it with another relative, they'll believe you more. Someone who's close to you will believe you more, and it will bother them more. They're not going to as easily forget it. The Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Rechilus, Zayin Gimel, says to be careful when you're on the receiving end as well. Meaning, if your spouse or someone else starts telling you lashon hara, yesh lizar mod shelo lekabel rechilus mishum adam. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even from your wife, if a wife sees, the Chafetz Chaim says that her husband gladly accepts whatever lashon hara she happens to tell, so she's going to constantly barrage him with all the lashon hara, and that's going to bring about kas, and it's going to bring about fighting, and it's going to bring about depression. It's not going to lead to anything good. Al kein anachon ma'od lebal nefesh ligar beishto, says the Chafetz Chaim, a person should reprimand his wife, should stop his wife when she tries to tell him may inyanim ke'ilu. So the Chafetz Chaim takes one very clear and very strong stance against sharing lashon hara between spouses, between a husband and wife. But it's important to realize that there is sometimes a mitzvah to speak lashon hara. For example, the Yerushalmi in Peah Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph allows speaking lashon hara about balei machlokas. The Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara Dalid Yud says that you should tell your kids to stay away from people with bad midos. Aye, but if you're telling your kids that they have bad midos, isn't that lashon hara about those other people? Yes, but you're protecting your children. The Shari Tshuva adds that it's a mitzvah to make sure that people who are avaryanim are not widely respected. You should knock them down a notch so that people don't look up to avaryanim and try to imitate them. The Rashbam in Maseches Babasa Daf Lamed Tesamid Aleph explains, you know, the Gemara over there talks about if someone comes into your land and he starts establishing a chazaka, he starts establishing a cheskas gimel shanim by living there, so the owner has to make a macha, right? So you're allowed to share these things and tell people. Macha means that you say it out loud. Ah, isn't that a violation of lashon hara? Says the Rashbam, no. You need the guy who's squatting in your land to know that you're unhappy about it. You have to spread. And if the guy squatting thinks he's the rightful owner, he needs to know that for his own protection, that you're going to have tainas on him so that he could be careful about his shtar. So not always do we say that saying something negative is automatically lashon hara. But the main issue when it comes to sharing with a spouse is the issue of unloading one's worries. It's really the same as sharing with a therapist, where many poskim are makel. And it's based on the pasuk in Mishlei, Parakid Gimel, pasuk Chaf Hei, Da'aga Belev Ish, Yasichena, the pasuk says. So the Gemara in Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph has two understandings. Chad Omar Yasichena Midaito, that a person should just, if you're worried about something, you're upset about something, just try to get it out of your head, stop thinking about it. V'chad Omar Yasichena La'achirin. No, if you have something weighing on your head, share it with someone else. And by unloading it, getting it off your chest, that will help you get past it and avoid becoming depressed over it. Two different models of how to deal with it. Is it really two different models? Not necessarily. Some explain that it's actually that Naf Yosef there explains that I think that, or someone explains over there that that when you share it, you're more likely to be a Yashichena Midaito. When you're Yashichena L'Acherim, it will be easier for you to forget about it. So it's sometimes these two different models of how to deal with it break down along gender lines. That men very often are much more likely to be Yashichena Midaito people. Just stop thinking about it, it's not something I could fix anyway, so it's not going to help me. Whereas women are typically more Yashichena La'acherim people. Not it's not bad or good or anything, it's just that's the way they deal with things. And a lot of times it's very important, I often tell Chassan in this, it's very important for men to understand that. A lot of times a woman has something that's bothering her, and she tells her husband, this is bothering me, and he says, there's nothing we can do about it, so just forget about it. And she can't just forget about it, she needs to talk about it. That's how she deals with it. And it works the other way as well. And a guy is upset about something, and his wife says, let's talk about it, let's talk about it, let's talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to talk about it. Well, why are they having that? Because she deals with things by talking about it. That's not the way he deals. He's a Yashichena Midaito person. He's the kind of person that removes it. So Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Yud Yudalid writes, Ve'efshar, and that word Ve'efshar, caused pages and pages of literature on that one word in the Chafetz Chaim. Ve'efshar, says the Chafetz Chaim. Duhu adinim kavanaso b'sipuro lahafigas da'agoso milibo have kimechavin l'toelas alahaba. It could be that the self-therapy by sharing it with someone is considered a toelas, and therefore it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara if you need to speak, if you need to share it with somebody. Ve'efshar. So there is some debate whether that could be relied upon, because Chafetz Chaim only said ve'efshar. Probably, if you put it in print, even though he said the word ve'efshar, it just means that he doesn't have it explicit in an earlier source. The Chafetz Chaim was very good about documenting everything that he has explicitly in earlier sources, and very good at finding every source that ever spoke about Lashon Hara. So the ve'efshar probably just means that it's his that he couldn't find it in an earlier source, but he does mean it lahalacha. The Gemara in Kiddushin Nun Tes Amud Aleph tells us, for example, Rav Gidol Hava Mahapich Bahiyara, that Rav Gidol was looking at a certain land to buy. As Rabbi Abba Zavna, and Rabbi Abba came and bought it when Rav Gidol, even though Rav Gidol was on Ani Amapich B'Charari, he was interested in buying that land. Azul Rav Gidol, Kable Rabbi Zeira. So what did Rav Gidol do? He went and complained to Rabbi Zeira, you believe what Rabbi Abba just did to me? He took that land, I was about to buy it, and he bought it. Azul Rabbi Zeira, Kable Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Rabbi Zeira went and he shared that with Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. So in this case, there was some help. There was some hope that it would help, that speaking to one person, maybe you'll give me eitzah, how to deal with it, maybe you'll give him mussar, that he shouldn't have done such a thing, and that's in fact what happened in the Gemara. But this is a form of to'elas, even though it seems like it's blatant Lashon Hara. The Sefer Chassidim and Siman Samach Dalid clearly applies this even when there's no help for outside help in dealing with the problem. Just in the fact that you're able to share it helps a person a lot. So the Sefer Chassidim writes, "Vateyodeh b'zeh ki achas yaglach lo yelach laglacherim." That when a spouse shares something that's been bothering them, that doesn't mean that you should go around telling other people about it. Meaning that you were there to be on the receiving end, so that your spouse can deal with the issue, or your friend for that matter can deal with the issue. That does not mean that you have a heter to now treat it as if it's just a hefker and you're allowed to share that information with anybody else. That there's no toelis for, and that can actually be quite destructive. It's important between man and wife, just to close this up, that it's important to realize, Rav Lichtenstein, Zichron Levracha, used to point out, Rabbi Marcus told me that Rav Lichtenstein Zichron Levracha used to point out that whenever we want to know the halachos of Lashon Hara, we naturally go to the Chafetz Chaim. Because the Chafetz Chaim is the one, as Rav Shachter says, he said Gishmak al Lashon Hara. His stuff on Lashon Hara is absolutely fantastic. So the Chafetz Chaim stuff is great, but he was also quite a machmir on Lashon Hara. He had a lot of things that were significant chumras. So even though the Chafetz Chaim, you know, gives over the head about speaking to your wife about Lashon Hara, there may be a little more room to be makel between husband and wife than the Chafetz Chaim lets on. Rav Sternbach says that his father had once sent a letter to the Chafetz Chaim asking if ishto kigufo is a svara, that just like you're allowed to talk to yourself, you know, when you're to calm yourself down, so your wife is ishto kigufo, the Chafetz Chaim said it's not a svara at all over here. But Rabbi Marcus told me that Rav Lichtenstein held that it was a svara, that ishto kigufo is something that can be applied to some extent over here. And Rav Huttner as well thought that the need to share between husband and wife might be a heter. The Mashal Ma'adavar Doma, I saw one of the articles, I think in the article in Tchumen on this issue, I forgot who wrote it, he writes that the Tzitz Eliezer, Chel Chav Simenun Beis, talks about a doctor who has a secretary working for him, let's say, and the doctor has a diagnosis on the patient and he has to share that with another doctor, so can he have the secretary take care of it and pass that information along? Secretary wasn't supposed to know. Who says that that she's allowed to? There's private information. Is the secretary allowed to know such a thing? So Tzitz Eliezer says, you look at a medical practice as a unit, as ki'ilu, it's one person, and that it's understood that when you go to a doctor, people within that office are going to hopefully keep a tight lip. They're not going to share with people outside of the office, but everyone in that office is like your doctor. So that maybe that's a good mushel for what the husband-wife unit is, that when you share something between husband and wife, it's considered like one person. But it's important to emphasize that the reason why this might be mutter between husband and wife is because part of being married is to empathize with the other person's struggles and their feelings. And it's impossible to do if you don't let them share their struggles with you. If every time they want to tell you something that's bothering them, you say, stop, Lashon Hara, well then it's going to be impossible to empathize with what they're actually going through. In fact, some of the Talmidim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach say in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman that spouses can share more, that this was a Masorah that they had from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that the relationship actually demands feeling each other's pain, because they bear the burdens of life together. They're a team, and it's likely that Rav Shlomo Zalman also meant only with certain conditions, not again to make it hefker. Rav Rimon explained that at least the efshar of the Chavetz Chaim about unloading, the efshar that the Chavetz Chaim says that it's efshar that you're allowed to unload, at least that becomes a vaday when dealing with a wife, when dealing with a spouse. That at least we could be confident about that. Now, I saw in one of the articles, I forgot who wrote it, that it should be noted that although they have this Masorah from Rav Shlomo Zalman, from some of his Talmidim, Rav Azriel Orbach and Rav Nevensal both said that they never heard this heter from Rav Shlomo Zalman. So it could be, you know, there's some dispute as to whether Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't know, whether how much, I guess, Rav Shlomo Zalman emphasized this heter about husband and wife. It should also be noted that it's a spouse's job to do whatever they can to protect. It's a husband's job to do whatever he can to protect his wife. Very often, sharing, oversharing, will cause them more hurt than it will protection. So a person has to take that into account as well. Not every negative thing that's ever said about your spouse should be shared with your spouse, especially if it comes from other family members. Spouses also very often need to speak to each other about their children in order to properly be mechanic them. Now, normally you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about children. But again, Ein Toelas Gadol Mizeh, there's no greater Toelas than this, for parents to speak about what's best for their child. They should each know what's going on in their kid's life. At the same time, there might be situations where one spouse will believe that if they share certain details of what their kid did, the other spouse will overreact and will not react properly, and they won't be able to rein them in. So maybe in those cases, that shouldn't be shared. But generally speaking, for the need to emotionally unload, it would seem that there is some more leeway when it comes to husband and wife, and certainly when it comes to speaking about their own children to each other, not to other people, not to just make their children's lives completely hefker and totally humiliated and embarrass their children. That's not okay. But to each other, in terms of being mechanech their children, that would seem to give a person a lot more leeway as well.